Some people, and anytime you head south, just stop in. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles tonight, turning your attention to the book of Mark, chapter 5, and we're excited to be here. I as well wish my wife could be here, but we have a new grandbaby. Amen. Our first grandbaby, so I know she's having a boring time, and I'm mad because she's just texting me pictures. And all I can do is just talk to my phone. Amen. So, but thank God for that. Amen. The book of Mark 5, and reading in verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, he turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee? Sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing she what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he had said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. And I want to talk to you for just a little while. I want to share my heart with you tonight. Amen. I want to talk to you for just a little while on the subject, when nothing else works, God will. When nothing else works, God will. Amen. Why don't we just lift our hands up right now, amen, all over this house. Amen. Let's forget about our problems and let's ask God to come in. Come on, lift your voice. Come on, amen. I feel faith in the house tonight. Amen. I just really don't believe that it's going to take very much, amen, for God to move in this house. Amen. When I come to the house of God, I just believe, amen, that if God is here, God can do something. Amen. Lift your hands. Lift your voice right now. Come on, let's prepare ourselves for a miracle. Let's prepare ourselves tonight for God to move in our life. Amen. I don't doubt, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God cannot step into this building. Amen. I know the God that heals cancer. I know the God that is a deliverer. If we will reach out to him and touch him tonight, God will do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I magnify your name. Jesus' name. I bless you. Thank you for standing so long. You may be seated. Now, the Bible says there was a certain woman who had been sick for 12 years. The Bible said she had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had. And the Bible says that she was nothing bettered. Amen. But it also says, but rather grew worse. How many times have we had situations in our lives? Amen. And we pray and we pray and we have people pray for us and they anoint us with oil and it seems like nothing happens. You know, every miracle that I have ever seen, amen, it always got worse before it got better. I just believe that the enemy knows when God is going to do a work, and I just believe that at that moment that God steps in, I just believe that the enemy comes in, he will try to obstruct, he will try to get in the way, amen, but thank God I know the healer, amen, and I'm going to hold out until God heals me. I'm going to hold out until I can lay my hands on the master, amen. So to read this portion of Scripture is almost like reading some of the diaries and journals of many of you that are in this service tonight. And not only us, but there are many who we are close to and many, amen, in these surrounding communities. For some of us, tears have been our meat day and night. And for many, the valley has been maybe your place of habitation. Amen. The clock of affliction seems like it is standing standing still. Amen. Peter said in 1 Peter 4:12, he said, beloved, think it not strange, or think it, or what another version says, don't be surprised or don't be astonished concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. Now, this woman had tried everything that she could. Amen. She had spent all of her money. No doubt she had went to every doctor. She had went to every individual, amen, that she could to get just a little, maybe a little light or a ray of hope. Amen. But the Bible says nothing happened and nothing got better. Amen. But the Bible says that when she heard of Jesus, or maybe that she just heard that Jesus was in town, amen, the Bible says that her faith begin to move. Amen. I don't believe that that woman was clueless about Jesus. I don't believe that she just showed up one day. But I believe that even as a child, amen, that as they begin to read the book of Isaiah, amen, that said that there would be a Messiah to come. I just believe she said one day, amen, I believe that the Messiah is going to come. Maybe one day, amen, he's going to walk into our city. Maybe one day he'll walk into our village. And maybe then I'll get my healing. I want to tell you folks, amen, there may be some things that look grim in your life. There may be some situations that look like they're going to shut your family down. And I've come to tell you that God has walked into this building tonight. God has walked in. He's not looking for the well, but he's looking for the sick. He's looking for somebody, amen, that'll have a little bit of faith and say, here, God, here I am. I'm bringing you my broken pieces. I'm bringing you my disease. If I can but touch you, I know that I'll be healed. Does anybody need a touch from God tonight? Come on, I feel the healer in the house. Come on, I feel the creator in the house. If you have a revelation of the mighty God in Christ, all you've got to do is have faith in the creator. Amen. And God will work in your life. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Now, I don't believe that that woman was totally clueless about Jesus, because the Bible called her a certain woman. Now, when you begin to look that up, that word certain means free from doubt or reservation. But that word certain also means confident and destined to happen. Now, I just believe that she tried in her own flesh to take matters into her own hands. Now, you know, the Bible does say that she tried the physicians. She went to the doctor. She probably tried every vitamin. She probably tried every potion. Amen. She probably tried everything that she could try. Amen. But the Bible says she got to the point where she spent all of her money and was none better. Now, I'm just going to tell you, I'm just going to be transparent with you. If you need a miracle in your life tonight, if you need the supernatural to work in your life tonight, if you need a financial blessing, or it really doesn't matter what you need, but if you have a need in your life, you're going to have to take your hands off of it. If you've got a situation that you're dealing with, if you've got something that's driving you crazy, you got something that you're battling with, the reason why you probably haven't had an answer to your prayer, the reason why you've probably not been healed, the reason why you've probably not been delivered, is because you're trying to keep your hand on something that you can't help. Come on, folks. Amen. The Bible said, one writer said that in my flesh is no good thing. And I know that we are humanity. I know that we are human and we want to have our hands on everything. But I'm going to tell you, God will not move in your situation. God will not move in your problem until you take your hands off of it and let God have his way. Because as long as you've got your hand on it, God's standing back and he's saying, if you'll just take your hand off of it, if you quit trying to control the situation, if you quit trying to get the answer that you desire, amen, if you'll back up, I'll come in and I'll do a work that'll blow your mind. I'll do a work that when they find out what happened, they'll know that it was me. I'm telling you, we serve the mighty God. We serve the mighty God. Now when she heard that Jesus was walking down that old dusty road, I've just got to believe that there was something that triggered her faith. Because for 12 long years, she wallowed in her infirmity. For 12 years, she had pain in her body. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know anybody that likes pain. And there's something about it that, you know, we have the faith to pray for somebody else, Pastor Glover. I mean, man, when somebody else needs prayer, we'll jump up and we'll go pray for them. But what about the times when you're laying on the bed and you're laying flat on your back? Amen. And it's everything that you can do to even pray and to whisper the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes just a little bit of encouragement, just a little reminder of the power of God. There's been times in my life where things were just upside down. There were times in my life when my wife, amen, they said she was going to die with cancer. They gave me they just said, get your two daughters, get your house in order, amen, get your will, get everything, because they were just sure and they were positive, amen, that she was going. I mean, it blew my mind. And I begin to think, you know, I just begin to think, God, I've been serving you for 30 years. My wife has been faithful to you for 30 years. And I just want to know why. I mean, we give our tithe, we give our offering, work of the church, we have given our life, we have raised our children in the church, and now my wife is going to die. See, I couldn't have prayed for anything at that moment. I was so, yeah, and being a pastor, you know, I'm supposed to be the one that lifts people up, and I'm supposed to be the one that encourages you. Amen. And then I just begin to question God. I said, God, I said, we've got two prisons here. Amen. They're full of rapists. They're full of murderers. They're full of pedophiles. And I said, my wife is faithful. And now she's laying on her back. Amen. And she's had a 5-hour surgery. And now they're telling me, amen, that she's not going to live. I'm like, I need some answers. And I need some answers now. And God spoke out. He said, you know me. And those people don't. I felt that big. What God was saying, amen, sometimes you've got to encourage yourself in the Lord. That's why you need that word. Amen. A good song is great. A good worship is great. Amen. But you've got to be rooted and grounded in that word, because that word, it'll save you and them that hear you. Come on, friends. Sometimes when things are dark and things are dreary, you've just got to encourage yourself in the Lord. There's nothing that an old-fashioned Holy Ghost prayer meeting, it won't cure, because the prayer of faith, it'll save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Bible says she came from behind. She came from behind. We get a little trial and we're, you know, they talked about me. I can't make it. The pastor, boy, he preached hard. I don't know if I can keep living for Jesus. Well, they didn't treat me right. Let me tell you something. We're going to stand before God. with people that have been down that road. We're going to stand. Look, we're going to stand with elders, amen, who through it all, they worship God. We're going to stand with people that they said they was going to die, but every time they came to the house of God, they said, no matter what, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to magnify the name of the Lord. Oh, you can go ahead and kill me, but until then, I'm going to praise you. Amen. We've got to get to the place that no matter what happens, we've got to come from behind. They said she'd never get her healing. They said God would never touch her. But she says, okay, excuse me, out of my way. I hear that Jesus is in the house. Get out of my way or I'm walking up your back because I need healing. Friend, whatever you got to do tonight, you have got to get to Jesus. When the doctors can't help you, when the lawyers can't help you, amen, we serve a God that can help us. You just don't know. No, you don't. That's what makes apostolics powerful. It's not who we are, but it's who He is. He can take you from the guttermost and bring you to the uttermost. He can bring you off an old bar stool, amen, and He can put you in the choir. Oh, come on, somebody. He can get you out of a crack house and put you in a Bible study team. Why? Amen. Because I can come from behind. I'm telling you, amen, you may be looking at a pastor right now, amen, but you're looking at a man who from the fifth grade was on drugs, and by junior high, I was an alcoholic. I've shot everything. I've took everything. I've drunk everything. And when they said I wouldn't make it, when they said I'd end up in prison, I said, no. When somebody introduced me to Jesus, I said, you're my only hope. You're my only hope. Amen. It's either go to prison or find Jesus. Friend, when you get to the end of the rope, when you get to you can't, God can. Come on, I think somebody ought to praise Him right now. I think we ought to lift up His name. I think we ought to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. How would you act if God healed your body right now? How would you act if God set your family free? How would you act if God got your family out of a rehab and called them to preach? I'm telling somebody, when you can't, God can. Unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundant and above all you and I can ever ask or think. But it's according to the power of God that worketh within us. You can't come from behind for me. You can't do it for me. I've got to do it on my own. A certain faith said that if I can just touch, we get this feeling that we got to have a choir. We get this feeling we got to have a huge church and we got to have the brand name and a little bit of faith. And that certain faith said, if I may but just touch His clothes. And in conclusion, let's lift up our hands right now. I believe the Holy Ghost is going to work here in just a few moments. Come on, I feel that. He may be just going to touch me. But if that's okay with me, come on, God is in this house tonight. There are enough people in this house that have that certain faith. There's enough people in this house tonight, amen, that all you've got right now, you may not feel good, and you may feel like you're on the bottom, amen, but if you'll break out that mustard seed faith, the faith that when you don't feel God, the faith that when you can't see God moving, I'm telling you, amen, if we'll begin to cry out to Him, I believe that something and someone will be healed in Jesus' name. 1 Peter 4 and 13, he was talking about our suffering. And for the sake of time, I won't read it. But when we suffer and God heals us, that's when His glory is revealed. You remember the time in the Bible where there was a sick individual? And Jesus showed up. And He said, "This sickness is not unto death." But this is going to bring the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Let's stand all over the house. I believe sometimes God just lets us suffer to see how we're going to respond. When nothing else works, God will. Let's just praise Him all over the house. Hallelujah. Come on, I believe that God wants to touch somebody in this house. Amen, but I think it wouldn't hurt. Amen. For us to begin to give God some praise and to begin to repent unto God. I found out a long time ago that the closest way to God, the closest and the fastest way to make contact with Him is to repent of anything. I'm not saying that you've been out sinning, amen, but I tell you what, amen, when I need a miracle, when I need a touch in my family, amen, first of all, I've got to examine myself to make sure that I'm not the problem. Amen. But once I have repented and once I have called upon the name of the Lord and got myself on my knees and begin to lay on my face before God, amen, that's when God will work in your life. If you have a need in your life, amen, I just want to open up this altar area. Amen. And I want us to begin to praise Him, begin to magnify the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, I'm not here for response, but I know what praise will do. I know what prayer will do. I know what old-fashioned worship will do. Come on, amen. It'll bring the presence of God into a little apostolic church in Sterling, Alaska. We can leave here tonight and somebody in this community will know that there is a God that we serve whose name is Jesus Christ. They will know a God who robed Himself in flesh and chose to walk among His people. Come on, church. Come on. There's some of you God's wanting you to do His will. And you need a touch from God. If you need the Holy Ghost tonight, God can fill you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. My God, let your will be to raise your other hand, son. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the power and the glory of God be revealed in this young man. He kind of... Come on. Come on. God's moving. God's moving. I believe that there can be a fresh anointing and the fresh power of God would sweep into this place. We are coming from behind. I am coming from behind. Come on, it's not by our might or our power, but it's by His Spirit today. In Him we live and move and we have our being today. Yeah.